Hey y'all, and welcome to the Sassy Southern Witch podcast. I'm Jade, your fierce and feisty Southern Belle and hostess with the mostest. Thanks for tuning in to season 2. Don't forget to check out the Facebook group, Sassy Southern Witch, or you can email me at witchslounge@gmail.com. You can also help support the podcast by rating, reviewing, or sharing the podcast itself on your favorite app or on social media. You can even sign up to donate a couple of bucks through the link in the description of this episode. And now, let's get started. I can't wait to charm the dew right off your honeysuckle. Hey witches! It's been what feels like an eternity since I've been able to record, but I'm super excited to be back and to begin a new chapter of my life, both magically and with the new season of the podcast. I really appreciate everyone who reached out and showed support, sent emails, and all of the encouragement that y'all have given me the past few months whenever I did have to step away. Your kind words really meant the world to me, and I cannot tell you again how much I appreciated it. I had to step back for a while because everything got to be too much. I will dive in a little deeper later, but just roughly what was going on. I've been struggling a lot with how I'm being treated at work and my home situation because my sister-in-law has now moved into my house, and so I don't have my personal space anymore. And it's been a little bit of a challenge, as well as dealing with her going through a breakup, and there were an issue with a suicide attempt, and it's just been really hard. So, like I said, I'll dive in deeper later because there are a few more things to the story, but I don't want to just leave you guys hanging completely and not give you any explanation. I truly wish that there was like one simple explanation, but the truth is that it's kind of hard for me to even make sense of in my own head. And it's taken longer than I expected, but I can finally say that I'm getting back to myself, both in my day-to-day life, and I've tried a new approach with a couple of things, and now that I'm able to record again, I feel like I'll really get back to myself, and so I'm hoping that this is to a new start. I'm not going to hop on a pity pot and tell you how horrible that my life is whenever it's really not. But I would like to share some of what I've been struggling with, my realizations, the effects it had on me magically and spiritually, and most importantly, what I'm doing about it, the journey that I'm on right now, as well as the game plan. This season, I will be getting deeper into all kinds of issues that have arisen recently, both as a married gay couple and a witch, and being in the Deep South. This is Pride Month, so we have experienced quite a few situations, a little bit more than normal, and it has been kind of emotionally taking a toll on my household in general. And so I'm going to do a full episode on that and how I plan to basically overcome that, or how I am actively overcoming that. And so if there's any lesbian, gay, trans, any LGBTQ witches out there that are listening to the podcast, there will be a specific episode just for us. Or if you're an ally and you're just curious, you know it is for everyone. But I do want to reach out to my people out there because it is Pride Month. Happy Pride Month. Anywho, I'm also going to do an episode on being a solitary witch and still connecting to others, and why I feel like I personally have to have that connection, although I don't necessarily want to be in a coven. I do like connecting with other witches, even if it is over the internet or through the podcast or through emails, or, you know, not necessarily hands-on. I think that every witch needs that, even if it's just from one person. And even if you don't know that you need it there might be a part of your journey in the future that needs it. So don't completely shut that down. I'm also still going to record, I think it's going to be the next episode, actually, the part two of the Weed and Witchcraft episode, will be the next one published. Another major, major episode is letting go of hate, during this whole situation and time. I have also been dealing with my father and his drug abuse. He was released from prison again and went out and did the same thing. So I have been struggling with that, like, super bad. And I have seen him a couple of times. So the hatred has gotten a hold of me a little bit more than what I thought it would. It has affected me a little bit more than I knew that it had the power to. And I've been I have been using magic to cope with that and to teach me different ways and to channel that anger and that hatred, which is a secondhand emotion, into different areas of my life. So I'm going to touch a little bit on that. Also, another major one is going to be how to reset yourself and reset your craft. Whenever I did step away from the podcast, I completely 110% shut down, not just with everyone out there, but everyone around me and with myself and my magic and my guides and my goddess, everything, like, completely shut down. And I had to reset completely, not just myself, but I also had to reset my craft. I had to, again, figure out, I knew my path didn't change, but the basics of what I wanted out of my spiritual life, I had to reorganize that and kind of prioritize that a little bit, and I had to reset myself and my priorities and my boundaries and all kinds of shit. Therefore, I completely have rearranged my mental my mental outlook and the way that I'm handling things on a day-to-day basis, and it's really fucking hard. So, I figure somebody out there I can't even say tips, because I'm winging it, guys. I'm 100% winging it with that shit. But I can tell you from trial and error what I've dealt with the past few months, what isn't going to work. And that's the cool thing. So I'll be able to share some of those experiences, and we can kind of hopefully touch base with that, get a little bit deeper, kind of to piggyback off of that. I want to dive into when do you need it? How do you know that you need it? Because I think that's another issue, is a lot of people, like me, I pushed myself to the point where I had to completely shut down everything and everybody for me to get the hint that I needed to step back, and it was that time, because I didn't want to admit it, because, oh, I'm this big, strong, independent witch, this big, strong, independent woman. I can handle this shit on my own. But I pushed and pushed and pushed, and eventually I broke. And I don't wish that on anyone. So there were warning signs, and I want to share those with you guys. Like, what should have opened my eyes and what didn't open my eyes. I definitely could have put a stop to it, and I could have spoke up beforehand, and it wouldn't have happened the way that it did. But overall, everything worked out as it was supposed to. It just took a little bit longer than what it would have if I would have just listened to my instinct in general. So episodes 2, 3, and probably 4 will be released all by this time next week. So keep an eye out by subscribing to the podcast, Sassy Southern Witch, on your favorite app today. And on that note, I'm going to get out of here. Until next time, mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy, baby.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.